You're listening to SBS News.
Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of initiating deadly clashes over a decades-long territorial dispute that's threatening to draw in regional powers, Russia and Turkey. The worst clashes since 2016 have raised the specter of a fresh war between long-standing rivals Azerbaijan and Armenia, which have been locked for decades in a territorial dispute over the Armenia-backed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The president of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, broadcast an address claiming that Armenia had fired on Azerbaijan settlements and military positions. The president said, as a countermeasure, Azerbaijan has opened fire at what he calls the enemy's military positions.
This morning, the Armenian armed forces fired on our settlements as well as our military positions using various weapons, including heavy artillery, from several directions. As a result of enemy fire, there are casualties among the civilian population and our servicemen. May God have mercy on our martyrs. Their blood will not remain on the ground. The Azerbaijani army is currently firing at the enemy's military positions, and as a result of these strikes, many of the enemy's military equipment has been destroyed.
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan says the situation is very serious and could lead to an all-out conflict. He's asked the international community to work to prevent that.
Bugün şehir, Ermenistan silahlı güvveleri bir neçə istiqamətdən.
I am drawing the attention of the OSCE Minsk Group, co-chairing countries and the entire international community on the seriousness of the situation. The outbreak of a large-scale war in South Caucasus, the brink of which we are standing now, could have the most unpredictable consequences. It could go out of the region's borders and take wider volumes and threaten international security and stability. Turkey's aggressive behavior, which had a very dangerous manifestation, especially during the July events, and continues up to this day, causes serious concern. The fact that Turkey is maintaining such dangerous behavior is fraught with the most dangerous consequences for South Caucasus and adjacent regions. The international community must prevent, with united efforts, the dangerous development of events and refrain the region from all attempts of destabilization.
Bu Erməni faşizminin növbəti təzahürüdür.
U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden has released a statement saying he's deeply concerned about the outbreak of violence in Nagorno-Karabakh and calling for an immediate de-escalation of the situation, the resumption of the ceasefire, and the resumption of negotiations between Armenia and Azerbaijan. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is considering intervening.
Just happened, and I know about it. I learned about it today and yesterday, and we're looking at it very strongly. We have a lot of good relationships in that area. We'll see if we can stop it.
The clashes between the former Soviet states of Armenia and Azerbaijan reignite concerns about instability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines transporting oil and gas to world markets. Nagorno-Karabakh is a mountainous and heavily forested patch of land that sits inside the territory of Azerbaijan. Under international law, Nagorno-Karabakh is recognized as part of Azerbaijan. But the ethnic Armenians, who make up the vast majority of the population, reject Azeri rule. They've been running their own affairs with support from Armenia since Azerbaijan's troops were pushed out in a war in the 1990s. Long-standing ethnic tensions in the region between Christian Armenians and their mainly Muslim neighbors flared in Nagorno-Karabakh in the late 1980s. Hostilities this year have been the worst since 2016, when intense fighting killed dozens and threatened to escalate into an all-out war. Such a conflict could drag in the big regional powers, Russia and Turkey. Russia has a defense alliance with Armenia, while Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin says his country is standing with the people of Azerbaijan.
Turkey remains fully in solidarity with Azerbaijan. We remain committed to supporting Azerbaijan by all means possible. We are very close two nations. In fact, we consider ourselves to be one nation with two different states. And it's a very unique relationship between Turkey and Azerbaijan. And of course, we will continue to stand by the people of Azerbaijan and the government of Azerbaijan against any kind of aggression by Armenia or any other country.
In the 1980s, the territory was within the borders of the then Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan, though most decisions were made in Moscow. As the Soviet Union began to break up, it became apparent that Nagorno-Karabakh would come under the direct rule of the Azeri government, which the ethnic Armenians did not accept. Sectarian conflict erupted, escalating into war in the 1990s between Azerbaijan's troops and Nagorno-Karabakh's ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia. Thousands of people were killed and hundreds of thousands were displaced. Authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh declared independence that year, but it was not widely recognized internationally, leaving the ethnic Armenian administration there in a state of legal limbo and under blockade from Azerbaijan's government. By 1994, when an internationally brokered ceasefire was agreed upon, ethnic Armenians controlled almost all of Nagorno-Karabakh, plus some surrounding Azeri districts that gave them a buffer zone and land bridge connecting their region to Armenia. Azerbaijan vowed to take back control over the territory using military force if necessary. International efforts over the years to find a lasting peace settlement involving France, the United States, and Russia as mediators have failed to clinch a deal. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.